Hello folks, I am Vincent, this is Nerd One, and today we're talking jury duty. So sit down, buckle up, let's get political. So, jury duty. Yes, I said that many times, didn't I? But it's the one thing that, you know, when we get that letter in the mail, it's that, nuts, I hope I get excused. And you gotta call the day or the night before, crossing every finger, every toe, and, praying to whoever you want to pray to just to say, hey, can I get out of this? And sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't. And sometimes you find out that it's a TV show. Yes, on Hulu. Yeah. This was new to me. And I found out this is a show that's on Hulu. And it's a mockumentary of the jury system. Basically, what happens is that a person is... Well, there's a group of people chosen for jury duty. They're told that this is going to be kind of a documentary kind of style. And it involves just, everyday people and James Marsden. And that's where it gets kind of fun. Because in the very beginning, they tell you that, this is kind of a mockumentary. Except for one person believes this is real jury duty. Yeah, that's kind of the setup for it. So... as, the show progresses, I believe there's like 7 episodes and there's like a recap episode. It almost feels like it's going to fall apart. And you kind of wonder if the whole thing really is staged. If that one guy who's supposed to think this is really jury duty is really in on it. Or if he knows what's happening, he's kind of playing along. And it's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of, antics that go there. They get sequestered, at one point. And it's just... it's crazy, how the show goes. But the way it goes, it feels... it flows well. I'll put it that way. It doesn't feel like it's something that you're kind of, trying to force the humor on you kind of feeling. It's just that, it's... kooky and weird and fun, and the guy who is not in the loop is just seems like a good, genuine human being from what they show, and I hope he is. I mean, he seems like a nice guy, and you just kind of wonder what the hell is going on. Will this guy eventually figure this out? And at some points he does kind of mention this is so insane, it's almost like a game show. It almost feels like we're on TV. And you're like, oh crap, is he gonna come across this? Is he gonna, is he gonna figure this out? And I wonder if he gets a suspicion to the point where he knows it is, but he wants to kind of see how it goes. Almost he wants to see it to the end. How is this all gonna wrap up? And, this was a show that was kind of brought to my attention where, I don't ever usually watch Hulu. I mean, I have access to it, but it's one of those things of, I have it, but it's rare I go on it because, I guess I'm spoiled by not having ads for most other streaming services, and Hulu I do, and I don't want to pay the extra couple bucks to get rid of ads because I guess I'm cheap. So Hulu for me is one of those, let's see what Hulu has kind of thing. So it's interesting, with this show, yeah, of course there are the ads, but it kind of pulls you in to the point where you just, I just want to keep going. I was trying to keep pace, one episode a night or so, one or two episodes a night. But when I came to it, I was on episode 5, and which is screw it, let's just finish it. And yeah, that's how it went. So the series, it says, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it gets raunchy. There's, of course, language to it. But it's an interesting time. There are points where you're just kind of like, whoa. And just like, what is going on here? So, you know, if you're down for a good laugh, the episodes are about 40 minutes each or so. The last two are a little bit longer because, of course, it's wrapping things up and then they have the recap. So, yeah, go check it out. It's fun. It's a good time for all. And have yourself a laugh. But, folks, that's all I got for this time. So, once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd15. We're on Instagram, Nerd1 Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. Like I said before, we do have new merch coming out that's not so focused on just logos and stuff. There should be some fun stuff coming your way. So check it out. But until next time, stay safe out there. Wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day.